Good morning. If you would, turn in your Bibles to 1 John, the first chapter. First John, chapter 1. Let's read verses 5 through 7. 1 John, chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. God is light. In him is no darkness. God and Christ are light. They are the way that will lead us to heaven. That's how we should walk each day. We should have faith in God, faith in Christ, as they lead us to heaven each day. In John 8, verse 12, Jesus says that he is the light of the world, and to follow him, not to walk in darkness, but have the light of light. Couple that with 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. We were called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And finally, Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16, Jesus tells us that we are the light of the world, and we need to let our light shine before men. Christ is the light that is leading us. But he also says that we are the light of the world. What that means for us is we should lead too. We should lead by example. We should lead by faith. We should encourage. We should help others. When we do these things, when we let our light shine before men, when we make good decisions, when we make good choices, when we do the right things, when we live faithfully to God and do what we're supposed to, this is letting our light shine before men. And in turn, by letting our light shine before men, this glorifies God. This will glorify God. And that's what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to please God. We are servants of God. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a chosen people. We are children of God. We need to let our light shine before men. Christ is the light that's leading us. And we need to walk faithfully, walk by his sight, walk in light by his sight. We need to have the confidence, as David did. In Psalms 27, verse 1, David said that the Lord is his light, whom shall he fear? We need to have that confidence that David had. David is a character that went up against Goliath, but he did not have any fear. Even though Goliath was huge and a giant, David didn't have any fear. He had the confidence of God. He was confident in the Lord. The Lord is his light. The Lord was his light. Whom shall he fear? That's what we need to have also. We need to have that confidence. We need to have that faith, as David did. Let's look at darkness. If you will, turn to John, the third chapter. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Let's read verses 15 through 21. John chapter 3, verse 15. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the commandment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come into the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. If we do the right things, if we live the right way, if our faith is strong in God, our deeds are going to be clearly seen. They're going to be in the light. But if we're doing the right things, why do we have to worry about trying to hide in the darkness? If we're doing the right things, why do we have to try to hide in the darkness? And this is just a simple example, but it's the best one I can think of. But think about, and of course, I've never been a bank robber. Never have tried to come up with a plan to rob a bank. I'd love to have all the money in the bank, but, you know, the right way. But think about someone that's trying to rob a bank. I would think that they want to be invisible. They don't want to be seen. They want to be in the darkness. They're evil. They don't want that to be seen. So when they are caught, it's as if they're coming to the light. Their deeds are exposed to the light. But they still are practicing evil. Still are practicing evil deeds in the darkness. But that's not where we need to be. We don't need to practice evil. We need to stay in the light. We need to stay walking in the light. We need to be faithful to God. Matthew 8, verse 12 tells us that hell is described as outer darkness. It's outer darkness. Darkness is sin. Darkness is evil deeds. We should not walk in darkness. Verse 6 in our original text, in 1 John, says, if we have fellowship with him, but walk in darkness, we lie to ourselves and do not practice the truth. And there's a lot of people like this in the world. They want to wear the name Christian. They want to say that they have fellowship with God. They want to say that they walk with God. They want to say that they're doing what's right, and they live their life the best they can and walk faithfully with God. But then you look at how they actually live their life, and you see maybe these people are in the spotlight. When they're not in the spotlight, they walk a different way. Well, what they're doing is they're lying to themselves. They're deceiving themselves. We can't be this way. We can't say that we love God, we're going to be faithful to God, we're going to walk the narrow path, and then not do that, not live that way. Because if we are doing that, we're lying to ourselves. We're deceiving ourselves. We shouldn't do that. We need to be faithful to God. We need to stay strong, have that the foundation of our lives. Stay faithful to him. Verse 7, walk in the light, in light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another. The blood of Christ cleanses us from our sins. Walk in the light as he is in the light. Walk with God. Walk with Christ. Follow him. Let him lead us. Let him lead us to heaven. Walk with him. When we do that, as we all try to do that, we'll have fellowship with each other. We'll be able to encourage each other. We'll be able to help each other. will be able to depend on each other. And that's the way it should be. We're all trying to get to heaven. We're all trying to get to heaven where God is the light. The Lamb is its light. And there is no darkness there. There is no sin there. It's only joy and happiness. That's what we're trying to do. That's where we're trying to go. And when we help each other, it's a really good thing to encourage each other, to help each other, depend on each other. We need to do that as often as we can. Light and dark. What's the end result? And the end result is simple. It's heaven and hell. Romans 6 and verse 16, we will obey sin leading to death or obey God leading to righteousness. We're going to obey one or the other. We're going to obey sin or we're going to obey God. It's going to be our choice. It's our choice to decide. But we will choose one way or another. Acts 5 and verse 29 says, to obey God rather than men. To obey God rather than men. Follow the light. Walk in the light. Follow God. Follow Christ. Be faithful to them. Be faithful to God. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8 and 9 says that God has the final judgment. And those who do not obey in flaming fire, taking vengeance, who do not obey or know God. Taking vengeance in flaming fire, if you do not obey or if you do not know God. That's a very scary verse. Very scary verse. Because we don't want to be in that category. We don't want to be in the category where God will say that you did not obey it, you did not obey Him. Or that you did not know Him. We don't want to be in that category. Because what the end result will be from that is eternal damnation. We want to be faithful to God. We want to walk in the light. Walk in the light as He is in the light. Excuse me. So why is God light and no darkness around Him? Well, the simple answer is God cannot be around sin. Matthew 5 and verse 48, God is perfection. God is perfection. Darkness would imply that there is sin around God. Therefore, God is light, and sin cannot be around Him. Darkness cannot be around Him. God is light. God is the light. He is the way that we can one day be in heaven. Following God, following Christ. That is where we want to be. That's what we're trying to do. That's why how we're trying to live each day. Follow faithfully with Christ. So how do you want to walk? How do you want to walk? Do you want to walk in light? Or do you want to walk in darkness? We can see that God is light. We are commanded to be light. We are commanded to be the light of the world, to let our light shine before men. Are you doing that? Do you want to do that? Are you living faithfully to God? It's a question each of us has to answer for ourselves. But we need to walk in light as He is in the light. And not walk in darkness as evil deeds are in darkness. Not saying that we're never going to sin or we're never going to fall short. Because we will. We will fall short and sin. But we need to remember that Christ is leading us to heaven. Christ is the light that's leading us to heaven. I know this lesson hasn't been a very long lesson, but I hope that it's been an encouraging one. And I hope that you can think about your life. And if you're following the light, if you're following God, and think about how you can follow God even more each day. How you can always improve in following God. How you can always improve in being faithful to God each day. Because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to strive to get to heaven. Do the best that we can to get to heaven. Strive to get there. Strive to live for Christ each day. Have that to be the foundation of our lives. I hope that has been an encouragement to you. If at this time we'll have our closing.